from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Might have been the only good pass Orgy threw. Caught everybody off guard in the end zone thinking he's going to run. He threw a touchdown. Michigan wins 30-10. That's not necessarily indicative of how close that game was. Michigan's offense was a storyline in this one and not a good storyline, John.
No, it sputtered. It sputtered for three quarters. And, I mean, other than the first sudden change drive that you get, and you got to be able to capitalize on those, get the ball 35-yard line, you go score. They did to open things up. But then after that, it was just not much going.
Yeah, I mean, they kicked three field goals. The kicker looked really good, by the way. Yeah. Where'd they get this guy? Arkansas State?
Yeah.
He's got a boot.
Dom Zavada?
Yeah.
I mean, what was it, 43 or 45, 52, and 55?
He could hit one from 60.
Yeah, they were good.
Yeah, he was good.
Yeah.
Michigan wins, sloppy. Michigan State wins, sloppy. Concerns for both programs, which fan base should be more concerned? Greg has put that up as a poll question. Costa and Jansen on Twitter. You can vote in that. We'll tally those results. John, I think you could talk through both these teams. MSU, 12 penalties, 3 turnovers. Childs, while I think is still going to be good, looked erratic, to be nice. The O-line gave up a ton of penetration. It looked like the same sloppy brand of football from the old regime. And it's hard to even take stuff out of their defensive performance, because I thought FAU's quarterback was playing like a loony guy. I mean, just sliding late, causing some weird penalty situations. He was not a good thrower of the football. Like, I like that MSU's defense was swarming, but John, I didn't take very much positive out of what MSU did.
No, they look sloppy. I was expecting more from Aiden Childs, but I will say this, very much like I just talked about Michigan. First time start for a quarterback, first time offensive line. They have that in spades in East Lansing. Instead of, you know, promoting a coordinator to your head coach, they're in a completely different situation where they bring in a new coach and they hit the transfer portal. There's a huge turnover in the roster.
60 new guys.
So there's a new offensive line, new quarterback, new tight end, everything is new. So I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt that, hey, you passed the first test, and that is simply win the game. I don't care how you do it, you win the game. They did that. Now you go from week one to week two, and it's those same aha moments that I talked about with Michigan's offensive line or, you know, wide receivers. What, insert anyone that you want to talk about on Michigan's offense. They having that over in East Lansing as well. This is... You get a chance to look at the film.
Yeah.
Plays that we called. We've been calling them in practice. Here's how it looked in practice. Here's what we were telling you to be aware of. You didn't listen. Now all of a sudden it happened. This is where players have to sit there and go, I get it now. And that concept, just by itself, of understanding where I fit in the offense, the routes that I'm running, the quarterback following through on fakes, looking a defensive back off here or there, they seem like small things. And they can be minute details, but they can really change from week one to week two when you fully understand or have a better concept of how an offense is working. So I expect them to play much better. But I think the bigger concern, which fan base should be more concerned, is certainly Michigan's, because the expectations are completely different. Jonathan Smith, it's his first year. We're talking about a bowl game, getting 6 wins. For Michigan, it is promoting a coordinator that had 4 head coaching jobs or 4 head coaching experiences last year. Now he's the head man, and the expectations are completely different.
200 or so votes in, 56% agree with you that Michigan is the team.
I'm surprised it's not more than that. I'm not so concerned about Michigan State. I think they're going to be just fine. Is anybody expecting them to win 9-10 games? No.
But I would, correct. I think the answer is Michigan. But if I could speak to Michigan State, the concern is you're not making a bowl game plan that way. And you wanted to see out of the gate maybe a cleaner difference in this regime than the past regime. And for the record, I think you will as time goes on. Aiden Childs, I think it was supposed to be a coming out party and it was anything but. It was a very erratic game. Some of the throws that he made 50 yards down the field to nobody in particular, there were some wild decisions. He was erratic. I did like what he said after the game. So I don't know if you saw any of this.
No.
But he took a lot of ownership. I think in today's college football where you can get high on your own supply, you're getting paid in a lot of instances now, and for him, that's part of the deal. It'd be really easy to go, no, I'm the best. I'm really good. There's nothing wrong with how I played. It's going to be fine. He came out and he even said, I know I'm sounding like I have an attitude, but I'm not happy with how I played. Like, I know I'm better than this. This is stuff these are throws that I know I can make. These are reads that I make every single day. That wasn't good enough. He took it on the chin and didn't say, well, it'll be okay because I'm great. I thought there was accountability from him after the game, and I think that's encouraging. The talent's there. Yeah. The accountability's there. You're going to see it more often than not.
And a much better opponent in Maryland, at Maryland, this year with Mike Locksley and how he's been able to recruit the DMV versus FAU. Now, I think there are some games I perked up a little bit about in regards to at Maryland or at Boston College. That game last night, watching Boston College. Now, again, we're trying to figure out what is Florida State. Florida State doesn't appear to be much of a threat or very good. So how do you judge what Boston College? That's a good win. It's better than a win over FAU.
Yeah.
But what does that mean when Michigan State goes there in mid-September? What does it mean this week when they go to, you know, College Park and they play in Maryland?
Yeah, the idea was if you could go 3-1 to start the season, you'd be in a great spot knowing the middle is really tough. If they go 2-2 with losses to Maryland and Boston College, you are backed into a corner to get to a bowl game.
Well, yeah, because then you've got Ohio State, Oregon, Iowa, Michigan, all, you know, top 25 teams.
And maybe they could surprise someone, but they're probably losing all four.
So if they go 2-2, then you're looking at 2-6, and then you've got to win out against Indiana and at Illinois, who Illinois looked better with the second year of the quarterback.
Indiana looked good too, by the way.
Yeah, Indiana looked okay. I'm not going to get too wild and crazy about Indiana. But then, and Purdue. Purdue looked, I mean, for a Big Ten team playing against a lesser opponent, they took care of business. And Rutgers with Shiano, you know they're going to be physical. They may not be talented, but they're going to play physical. So there should be some concern, but I think they're going to be just fine.
Michigan State fans, this is your chance to call in and talk about your football team. I know Michigan's going to dominate a lot of the discussion, not just on our show, but throughout the station, I imagine. And it's because of what John said. The expectations are higher. This is not a disrespect thing for MSU. If you want to call in and voice some of your thoughts, your concerns, 248-539-9797. Michigan football, John. You said there are some concerns. What are those concerns?
O-line, quarterback, wide receiver. And I think... so offense? I think they may have found a solution at running back. And it's not the one going into the season everybody was thinking about and cheering for in Donovan Edwards, but Khalil Mullings looked good. Now, is it that they, you know, the play calls, the offensive line was wearing down a physical front? Part of that could be true, but it felt like Khalil Mullings had a better feel for how the defense was playing, how the defense was flowing, and being able to hit some of those cutbacks in that, you know, that drive where they had to respond to Fresno State's touchdown. Mm-hmm. He had runs of 15, 21, carrying guys down the field. He had a 9-yard run earlier in the game where, you know, there was like three or four Bulldogs, you know, mauling him. That's the difference. It's very Hassan Haskins-like.
It's a good comp.
And Donovan Edwards is more Donovan Edwards comp of the last couple of years. In that it just doesn't feel like a first or second down back. He's that change-up guy. He's a guy that they need to get the ball to in space, in the passing game. Create the mismatch with linebackers. Line them up as a wide receiver. Throw them the ball downfield. We've heard from Coach Bellamy, that's something that he could be very good at, and I think that's a way to continue to utilize his talents versus just handing the ball to him on first or second down.
The drive you're talking about, it's when it was 16-10 and you're starting to feel, what is going on? Why are they letting Fresno? Seven plays, 75 yards, and Mullings did most of the work. I think Warren threw one pass on the drive. It was the touchdown to Colson Loveland, who also looked the part for Michigan. The fact that it was 16-10 in the second half, that Michigan settled for so many long field goals. They weren't exactly driving deep into the red zone to begin with. This offense, you said it, it's a multi-level problem, but I brought it up to you on Friday. Like, I don't think I'm overreacting. I brought it up before they even played that quarterback was a concern for me. I still feel like this position is unsettled. And when I hear Sherrone Morse,
if you went into the game with those concerns, they did nothing to ease your concerns.
Sherrone, I believe yesterday, said that Orji's role is going to continue to grow. To me, I read that as this is going to be a two-quarterback system. Couple issues with that. I do think it makes it hard to get in a rhythm. If you think Davis Warren is the guy, you're taking him off the field. When Orji comes in, we know he can't throw the ball with much reliability. So now you're dictating and giving away some of what you're going to be doing offensively when Orji comes into the game. It's an unsettled quarterback room. And this is Michigan, John. I don't think it should be this dire coming off a national title where you're not really sure about your quarterback.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And I think it's the difference between this team being a 9-win team and being a playoff team. I think it's the Achilles heel that keeps Michigan from making their fourth straight playoff when it's even easier to make it now with 12 teams. I really think the quarterback is going to be what holds them back.
It very well could. And now it's a matter of what type of adjustments, because you are allowed to practice. You are allowed to get better. You're allowed to see things on film and look and say, okay, I understand a little bit better. But you also need better protection up front, and there were some miscommunications where, you know, one of the guards thought he had help from the center and he didn't, gave up a sack. All right, there are communication things up front that need to get ironed out for an offensive line that is in large part brand new. Preeb's got experience, but it was at Northwestern. Miles Hinton had some experience in spot duty last year. Same with Gio. Now you've got a brand new center, you've got a brand new right tackle. Everything has to operate in conjunction with each other. And we didn't see that with enough consistency to allow the quarterback to have the time. And the same thing with wide receivers. You also have to understand when there is a blitz and you have, at the snap of the ball, you see that there's a blitz. You're going to have to look sooner on your routes rather than later. And there were a couple of times where receivers just weren't looking for the ball or couldn't locate the ball.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like if you're looking at this from where you can get better, I expect the O-line to get better. They've had churn the last 3 years at the offensive line spots, and they've won the Joe Moore Award a couple times. Sherrone Moore, the O-line coach, is now the head coach. There's clearly been offensive line development the last 3 or 4 years at Michigan, and I do expect their O-line to look better in October than it does today. I think it'll look better in November. I think when they play the Buckeyes, that's still something Ohio State has to get over, is that Michigan brings a sledgehammer when those two teams play. I think you even saw it in game. Michigan's offensive line on that drive we talked about look more of the part. That's a group I think will improve. The quarterback, I think they don't have a difference maker at the position. Can they still win 8-9 games bullying people? Yes. I don't think they're going to beat Texas this week, for example, with this quarterback room. I don't think they're beating Oregon. I don't think they're getting to the 10 wins they would need.
The difference from 21, when they had, Hassan Haskins and they had some of the other guys that were playing, is they didn't face Texas week two or
right.
any opponent even similar to it. Now, I know it was Washington. We went through the schedule.
Yeah,
and,
yeah,
you know,
we did
the
off air. Yeah.
But Washington, that was before Kalen DeBoer. Like, that was before Washington was this juggernaut in the Pac-12. And now you're looking at it going, well, how do they find a way to it, – it's great if you could develop an offensive line, and by the time you play USC, by the time you play Oregon, they're better. That's good for those games. But this is Texas, and this is this week.
I mean, do you see it the way I do? I know it's going to be a combo all week. It's the game day game. It's the Fox Big Noon kickoff. It's celebrity showcase on both mm-hmm. sides. Derek Jeter, Matthew McConaughey going to be there. I see this as Michigan taking an early L.
That's a possibility.
And I know we're going to break it down as the week goes on, but I just, the more I watch that game, the more I felt comfortable. And I've seen...
Well, and you just watched Texas.
Yeah.
And the way that they played. They played almost flawless football. And then you watch Michigan, and it wasn't flawless. So, yeah, if you take those examples and you say, that's the teams that are going to play on Saturday, then, yeah, Michigan would take an L.
Like, think about
but
this.
But they do have the opportunity to go and get a little bit better.
Fresno had a dropped
touchdown. Well, I say this. They need to get a lot better.
Yes. Fresno State had a dropped touchdown in the first half, settled for a field goal, right? It was a play that the receiver beat Will Johnson, but it kind of got awkward and dropped it. They also threw a pick six in the game, which Will Johnson made up for it. If Texas doesn't throw the pick six and Texas doesn't drop the touchdown, my point is like
if Texas plays better than Fresno State,
which would be the expectation. Texas went into Alabama last year, into Tuscaloosa, and beat Nick Saban's Bama team that made the playoff. So, and Quinn Ewers is still there. That offensive line is still there. I'm fascinated to see the chess match, Michigan's defense against Texas offense, because I think the trenches are really comparable. I think that's going to be a fist
four
fight
returning
up front.
Starters for Texas's offensive line, and we know we've celebrated the defensive line.
Those two, but then on the edge, because Sark likes to run RPOs, little pre-snap motion. If you want to blitz, if you want to bring pressure, you leave guys on crossers one-on-one. You leave guys in the screen game one-on-one. Texas has the speed. Fresno doesn't. Texas has a ton of speed with Isaiah Bond that they brought in from Alabama last season.
Four transfer receivers that are really good because they lost two guys to the NFL that are going to be impact players at the next level. They reinforced that position.
Silas Bolden, he had impact in the return game, but he's one of these guys, little scat guys that can be a problem for Oregon State, for Texas. I think that's going to be such a big matchup. And then does Michigan score enough, which is what I keep coming back to. Will they score enough against the Texas defense that is not as good as they were last year, I don't believe, but still a really good defense over there?
Yeah, much better than Fresno State.
Yeah, 248-539-9797. Your takeaways as a Michigan fan, or hey, we said Spartan fans, you're part of this conversation. You had plenty of things to watch for on Friday night, and it wasn't always pretty. Let's get to Brian in Washington Township. Brian, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, I'm a Michigan State fan, so I mean, I know I come at this with green-colored glasses, but I see what I saw the other night, and you know, I'm disappointed in Aiden Child's performance in particular, but I look at what I saw this weekend from TJ Uiagalelei, and I think if this Michigan State staff, which was the Oregon State staff last year, if they could get 8 wins out of that guy, imagine what they could do with a guy with the talent of Aiden Childs.
That's why
I keep coming back to.
I agree. And I go back to the track record of Jonathan Smith is that he can develop and that he can get better throughout the course of the season, but he can win games. And I think let's wait and see what type of adjustments and what type of differences and improvements that they have between week one and week two.
I think the infrastructure that he built out in Corvallis is something that doesn't happen overnight, but it's very exciting for Michigan State fans, right? Like, there were clearly a lot of sloppiness from them in week one. And I mean, the turnovers, 3 of them, the penalties, 12 of them. Now, some of those penalties, though, I think we got to decide what we're doing with some of these QB slides.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you feel the same way, John. Francher, the quarterback for FAU, had some really late slides, including one where he slid so poorly that his butt hit the ground and his chest was still presented. Like, if you don't know how to slide, if you can't properly get down and protect yourself, it's not on the defense to make a split second decision and avoid a big hit. Like, I thought some of those penalties, fine. All of them, it felt like, okay, some of this is being brought on by the offensive player not giving up on the play with enough notice for the defense.
They obviously didn't watch Hard Knocks.
What happened in Hard Knocks?
Oh, you didn't see it? Oh, Matt Eberflus brings out the slip and slide to teach the quarterbacks how to slide.
Did he really?
Oh, yeah.
Like out of like a kid's like...
Kid slip and slide. Yeah, exactly how it sounds. Yeah, so bring out the mat, turn on the hose, and let's go.
Do you agree with what I said, though, that some of those penalties felt like, what are you supposed to do?
Yes. There have been so many advantages given to the offense. And now, whether you slide or not, the helmet-to-helmet contact is the issue. And I'm not a huge fan of some of the helmet-to-helmet calls being called because offensive players' bodies move, heads move, they change location. And when you are in the middle of making a tackle, you don't always have the ability to adjust and miss a guy's head. There needs to be some discretion in some of these calls when you're talking about whether it's hitting a quarterback and he slides late or simply take the quarterback position out of it. If it's quarterback, wide receiver, running back, tight end, when a body moves, that's part of human nature. You've already launched.
Bang, bang plays. Yes. All right, 248-539-9797. We've got ticket text. We got phone calls. Concern with Michigan and Michigan State. Both teams won. We are well aware. Both teams looked sloppy. We'll take your phone calls. Greg Palm coming up at 8:35. It's 97.1.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.